This is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System.
This is Weekly Dose of Wellness, and I'm your host, Caitlin White. With me is Jose Juarez, a Medicare Outreach Manager with Memorial Care. We will be talking all about how open enrollment is coming soon and what you can do to prepare. Now, Jose, start us off. Can you break down what open enrollment is and why it's such a big deal for Californians reviewing their health coverage, especially for those over 65?
Open enrollment, it's actually annual election period or annual enrollment period. And it's very important for Medicare recipients to review their current Medicare plan. There's a lot of changes in 2025, and there's more changes in 2026. So I highly encourage everyone to do a plan comparison, review their benefits, because changes are coming. Some are going to be good, some are going to be bad.
Even with those changes ahead, Medicare can already feel like alphabet soup. Can you walk us through parts A, B, C, and D in some plain language?
Absolutely. So Medicare Part A, that's your hospitals. Medicare Part A has no monthly premium. That's if you've worked in the U.S. legally for about 10 years, which equals to about 40 credits. Part B, on the other hand, does have a monthly premium. It does vary by your income. So if you're a wealthy senior, your Part B premium will fluctuate based on your income. Part C is your Medicare Advantage plans, right? So these are your choices. You'll see a lot of commercials advertising Part C. These are your Medicare Advantage plans. There are HMOs and some PPO plans. Part D is your prescriptions, prescription drug plans. How Medicare is broken down. So you have A, B, and D included in Part C. If you go on a Medicare supplement plan, you have A, B, and you have to go out and get a standalone drug plan.
You know, we often hear about open enrollment and the annual election period. So what's the difference between the two, and who needs to pay attention to each?
Absolutely. So annual election period, it's considered annual election period where you can select a new health plan for the following year. So any Medicare recipient that is already on a Medicare plan during October 15th through December 7th, this is considered your annual election period. Now, from January 1st through March 31st, this is considered open enrollment. So you get one more chance to switch your plan during that time frame from January 1st through March 31st, just in case your doctor prescribed a new prescription and maybe your current plan doesn't have that medication in the formulary. There's a lot of opportunities for you to change, right? So if, God forbid, you get diagnosed with a chronic condition throughout the year, it opens a special enrollment period. If you move counties, it allows you to have a special enrollment period as well.
Now, Jose, we're seeing more older adults and caregivers in that sandwich generation leading toward Medicare Advantage. Why is that?
Yeah, so Medicare Advantage plans have become very popular, one, because of cost, right? Medicare Advantage plans are zero monthly premiums for the most part. It does include your Part D, your prescriptions, at no extra cost. Again, for 2026, some plans on Part D will have some deductibles. So that's why it's very important for you to look at your current plan and do a plan comparison for 2026, especially when it comes to your prescriptions. If you're taking the prescriptions and you saw a price hike in 2025, expect the same or more in 2026. The MOOP is going up. Your maximum out of pocket when it comes to prescription drug plans, it is going up next year. So it's just very important to select the plan based on your medications you currently take.
Gotcha. Well, for those of us under 65 who are still on commercial plans, what should they be doing now to prepare for their transition to Medicare?
What I've seen in the past 3-4 years that a lot of employer plans are going more PPO, right? So I feel like on a PPO plan, the cost is more on the consumer, on the patient. So it's always good, even if you're under 65, start planning and start maybe shopping around for Medicare, right? Because what I've seen in the past is you can do a plan comparison. Stay in your current employer plan and do a plan comparison. Maybe there's a Medicare plan that offers, you know, the same benefits or better at a lower cost, which it will still allow you to keep your doctors, your specialists, the hospitals that you like. So there's definitely other options out there for you.
Now, you mentioned those changes that are coming up in 2026. So could you tell us what are some of the biggest updates or changes that are coming to Medicare and commercial plans in this new season? And are there new benefits being added to Medicare Advantage plans or changes in that prescription drug coverage under that Part D that could impact out-of-pocket costs in 2026?
Yes. So that's been a very hot topic, prescriptions. It was a hot topic in 2025, 2026, it's even more. So some of the biggest changes for those that were on a PPO Medicare Advantage plan, a lot of those PPO plans are not going to be available anymore in 2026. Another big change is as far as benefits go. I know a lot of people, we're looking at those extra benefits, over-the-counter, gym membership, dental benefit. A lot of those benefits are going to be cut with some of the insurance companies. Some other insurance companies are going to have very rich dental benefits, but also their formulary, right? So it's going to be give and take. What's more important, your prescriptions or maybe some dental work? Your maximum out-of-pocket for Part B, that is going up $100. Another big change, Part B premiums are also going up quite a bit for 2026. I don't have the data yet as to how much the Part B premium will be, but as soon as we have it, we are going to be updating our website and we are going to be hosting numerous educational meetings throughout the community.
Great. Well, one example, let's say someone's doctor is no longer in network or their prescriptions have changed or their premium has gone up. How can they tell if their current plan still fits their needs?
Yeah, and that's a great question. Doctors are retiring or leaving from one medical group to another. Those that are on a Medicare Advantage plan, you can change medical groups year-round, right? So if you know your doctor is leaving to another medical group, it's good to call the other medical group or call your doctor and see if they do accept your current health plan. So don't think for once, although it's in a Medicare Advantage plan, it's an HMO, you're not locked in with that doctor or that medical group itself. And now as far as your prescriptions, right? So say throughout the year, you get prescribed or you get diagnosed with a chronic condition, either diabetes or, heart. It opens a special enrollment period because we know that your health is going to change, right? Now you have to take other prescriptions that your current plan doesn't cover. So it does open a special enrollment period for you to shop around and see what plan has the best formulary for those new medications you're going to be taking.
Great. And can you share how flexible provider options, virtual care services, or that plan switching support really helps people balance their own care with caring for loved ones?
Yeah. So with Memorial Care, it's amazing what we're doing. All access, virtual care. And that's for primary care visits, 24/7 nurse line, virtual urgent care visits. So it's amazing what we're doing for not only for our members, but for everybody out there, right? If you're having insurance, we'll go based on your copay. If you don't, you don't have to be a member of Memorial Care to have access to the service.
Wonderful. Now, this is a lot of information that we covered today, and there's even more we could keep talking about. So I know you guys also host educational classes. Can you tell us more about those?
Yes. So we are hosting numerous Medicare meetings throughout Orange County, LA County, what Medicare is, how to enroll, how to avoid some penalties. The big changes coming with Part D, your prescriptions will be able to verify all your medications, find the best plan for your needs that has your medications, and perhaps hopefully, have those extra benefits that you're interested in, like vision, dental, hearing aids, transportation, over-the-counter benefit, gym membership. So some of these plans are still going to be pretty good, and they're still going to be rich in benefits. There are going to be some changes, so we are going to have to do more research based on your medications and maybe some of those additional benefits that you're interested in. You can go onto our website at memorialcare.org/events, or again, you can call me at 714-698-4003. All of the Medicare meetings are free to the community. You can bring your prescriptions. You can bring your current plan. Pretty much any questions you may have about Medicare, the biggest changes for 2026, we're going to be there. If you're still employed, and same thing, a lot of employers have open enrollment now, bring your benefit highlights. We'll be able to go over those benefits and see maybe there's a better Medicare plan for your needs that covers you and your spouse.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jose, for this information. It is so crucial to get as much education as possible so we can make the best insurance decisions for ourselves and our families. Once again, for even more information, you can call 714-698-4003 or email masupport@memorialcare.org. You can also visit memorialcare.org/choose-memorialcare. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it on your social channels and check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm your host, Caitlin White, and this is Weekly Dose of Wellness. Thank you for listening.